This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:36 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Shaoning and Chen Li. We are turning our attention now to inflation, because in March this year, Malaysia's Consumer Price Index, or CPI, increased by 2.2% from a year earlier, mainly driven by a 4% inflation in food and non-alcoholic beverages. Items like chicken witnessed a jump in prices of up to 10.5%, while the vegetables price index rose by 5.1%.
In order to combat rising inflation, Putrajaya has put in place several programs to help relieve the burden of people. For example, the ceiling price for standard chicken has now been set at RM8.90 per kilogram until the 5th of June. However, this has caused a shortage in supply, as the sale of chicken now only has a meager profit of 20 cents per kilogram. So how is the government balancing the livelihoods of the people as well as businesses?
Especially in the run-up to the Hari Raya festivities.
That's right.
For some insight into how the government is tackling the challenge of rising living costs, we have on the line with us Dato' Sri Alexander Nantalingi, Minister of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs. Dato' Sri, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. Could we start with maybe getting a picture of the price trends that the ministry is observing with regard to essential food items, especially in the lead-up to the Hari Raya festivities? Season.
Yeah, as usual, when coming up to a festive season, be it Hari Raya, as it's going to be next week, or the Chinese New Year, or the Gawai Daya, or the Kemantan, you know, the Deepavali throughout the year, the Ministry of the Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs would put in place a scheme, Harga Maximum Musim Rayaan, that is a maximum pricing during festive season. And before the scheme is implemented, much would have been done in terms of observations on the trend of the prices of certain hotly demanded items for the festive seasons. They vary a little bit between different festive seasons and or celebrations. So there would be an extensive engagement with the stakeholders, with the relevant ministries, the Ministry of Agriculture and Food Industries, with the various departments within the ministry, and also the industry players themselves, so that we can ascertain the reasonable maximum price for each of the every item that we will put into the list of the control ceiling price. Yeah, so that's been gazetted now, beginning from yesterday 26th to the 6th of May for this Eid al-Fitri. Mm-hmm. And okay. That's to ensure that there's no spike in the prices of selected food items. Yeah.
So Dato' Sri, yes, for sure, the price caps can provide relief for consumers. But at the same time, it does have unintended negative consequences for traders sometimes. And we do see that in the poultry industry, where the ceiling price for chicken has caused difficulties for poultry farmers and traders. So what's the right balance here, Dato' Sri?
Yeah, we have actually, when we imposed the chicken ceiling price way back in the early February, yeah? Mm-hmm. And to go right up to the 5th of June, it's a long time, in the 4 months. It is not only on one aspect of KPDNHP, and it's our ministry, yeah, to cap the prices at various levels of the chicken trade, in terms of at the farm gate price, at the wholesaler's price, and also finally at the retail price. It was also to have worked together with the subsidy from the government to assist the farmers, yeah? And also at that time, it was thought to be also helpful when the MAFI, that's the Ministry of Agriculture and Food Industries, were to approve import permits of whole frozen chicken from foreign countries that were deemed to be, at the time, should be to flood the market, so that the pressure on the oversupply than demand. That was the whole scheme of things at that time. Unfortunately, we could not import because it was found out that after even when several import permits were issued to various companies, they could not import because the landing prices of this chicken into Malaysia was already at the same retail price. So there's no profit margin for the importers, so they were not interested to import. So that didn't work, yeah?
Mm.
And then also the subsidies that were intended, they had been a little bit sluggish in the process of approving the subsidies, so that might have some impact on the farms, on the farmers. So that that explains why there were a little bit of a pressure on the lack of supplies, yeah?
Okay.
So that is being addressed now by the various committees and also the departments involved.
Okay, so Dato' Sri, if I look at world commodity prices, right, be it wheat, which has gone up close to 40% on a year-to-date basis, or soybeans, up 28%, palm oil, up 50% on a year-to-date basis, clearly all impacted by the war in Ukraine. Should we look at the subsidy or price cap mechanisms that we have in our country? Because it looks like volatility is here to stay when it comes to food prices. Should there be a complete reform?
Yeah, I agree that we should have something more sustainable. We are paying too much to subsidies. But subsidies is being implemented now, hopefully and purely for a stopgap measure, for a quick treatment to a drastic situations, you see.
Okay.
But it would be more meaningful, as you said, that over the longer run, we would have something more sustainable. And it would take also slightly more longer term measures, which we cannot do now. For instance, we depend so much on the feed, chicken feed, imports of chicken feed, yeah? And as you said, that because of Ukraine war, and even without Ukraine war, it was already increasing leaps and bounds because of other constraints in the productions of chicken feed globally, yeah? And also there's a global phenomenon of inflation. Everything, everywhere else is rising in prices. So costs have been rising. So cost of operations of farm that produces chicken also have increased so much due to various other reasons. So to do a long-term solutions is quite impossible at the moment, because if we talk about chicken feed, it would take a long time if we were to identify big plots of land throughout the country and to plant the corn and this, and then also to produce them. So in the short term, we can't do that. But of course, we seriously, by now, after so many years, we will have to do something more concrete in that, towards that end. I think the government will come up with a policy as to more seriously into production of chicken feed in the country. But as I said, in the short-term measure, we must have a subsidy scheme to address the immediate situation.
That's right, Dato' Sri. So you also talk about the rising costs, and you also touch on Mafi just now. So I want to ask about the last year there was a joint committee that was set up between Mafi and also Ministry of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs to address rising costs in fertilizer and pesticide prices. But what initiative have been taken by the committee to respond to this issue?
Well, the committee at the level of the officers, they were to study all implications of the the fertilizers as well as the pest control products, yeah? That are needed for farms. And so at the moment, Mafi is leading that cluster of between the two ministries, Mafi and KPDNHB, and that's our ministry. Yeah. Again, because we import this product largely, or we don't produce as much locally, even the production locally, we would have to rely on the imports of the components to produce the finished product. So that also have caused a higher input cost of the product that we make locally in terms of the fertilizers as well as the pest control items that we need in our farming industry. So it is still ongoing, and hopefully they will come to some more concrete findings, and then we will have a solution based on the findings. Yeah.
Dato' Sri, earlier you were talking about the price pressures that are expected to continue, and also reforming subsidies is going to take some time. The government allocated 680 million ringgit earlier this year to ensure price stability for essential goods. So in light of the continuing cost pressures, as you said, is the government going to need to increase this allocation?
Well, we'll have a look at the trend of things. I would not want, and I would not dare to commit the government into anything at this interview now. But it will really depend on what's going to happen in the next few weeks. If we don't see the downward trend of prices, which may not be likely, then the government will probably still have to look seriously into how to relieve the burden of the people as what they've been doing in the last, I think, more than 6 months already, yeah, since a rise in the pricing of most goods in the country, especially essential goods. Yeah, as I said, subsidy is only a stopgap measure. It should be a temporary measure, and is a burden financially on the government. But what to do if we have to help the people? Maybe the government would simply have to do that for as long as is needed. Really, of course, the best thing to do is to have a more concrete, longer term solutions without giving away too much in terms of subsidy. Yeah.
Dato' Sri, thanks very much for taking the time to speak with us this morning. We really appreciate it. That was Dato' Sri Alexander Nantalingi, Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Minister, weighing in on how the government is dealing with a rising cost of living. He says that the government is committed to address this for as long as needed in whatever way necessary. But we shall see if these reforms on subsidies that he mentioned would be needed will come to fruition in the future. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.